What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, on this Wednesday morning, March 26, 2025. So this is your first time, very first time, listening to this other K-State sports podcast. Yes, I know. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Women scoff! Yes, we turn the tables a little bit here and jump with them real quick. Yes, they had a two-day event out there in out west in Millbrae, California. K-State women's golf came out there 30th rank in the country. According to the women's rankings that I had here, how about it? Finishing a runner-up spot in the Silicon Valley Showcase in the last 2 days there. I know they kind of been overshadowed, I know. And I even said, who did I say was hottest team on campus? Was it women's tennis? I think I said that on this podcast not too long ago. But hey, all the women's teams are doing pretty well here in this winter slash spring session so far here in 2025. And the women's golf team putting up a nice showing out there in the Silicon Showcase, being the runner-up team there. And not only that, recording a school record 6 top 3 finish of the season there, as well as they played out there at the Green Hills Country Club out there as well. That record I just said, 6 top 3s, tied with the 2003-04 teams for the most showings there as well. K-State carded a 3-over par 287 yesterday in the two-day event. 3-over par 855, which ranks 6th best, 54-hole score in school history there. And K-State, this women's golf team, yet again in contention. We knew about it the last time they were on the course. They're right there. They're right there along with Carla Bernat. Unfortunately, the bottom fell out. This time came a little bit short, but much more better this time. Finishing stronger than the last time they're out there as well. Let me see. We got Stu Berg here saying, quote, "It was a really great battle with Pepperdine today coming down to the wire. We had our chances to tie it up or possibly win it, but we just couldn't get it done." I just said finishing strong, right? And continuing with Coach Burke here saying, it, quote, "It shows that we can battle under pressure and stay composed when things don't go our way. They have to come a long way in this. They have come a long way in regards to this season. And I know there is a lot of good golf in front of this team. This week also gets us to 100 wins on the season, which softens the blow of another runner-up finish. We have a couple weeks at home to prepare for the Big 12 Championship and get everyone caught up on school. The focus will remain the same, which is rest up, recover, and stay ready to go," end quote there. Yeah, so that's a good thing. Yeah, student athletes, right? Get focused on your studies a little bit and get recover, which is always the important thing. I see runners. Putting some people on blast on this podcast. I see runners out there, well, in Kansas City, getting them big races, and all of a sudden, after like 2 days, I'll throw myself on the bus too. Which this is another conversation which I'm gonna have on this week's episode on the other podcast I do, the EG3 podcast, same platform as the Purple Project podcast. Where, all right, 2 days, let's get back there and start running. sorry, I put that out there. But anyways, back on serious note, women's golf, yeah, student athlete, get focused on your studies, recover, and get ready to go. Yeah, the Big 12 championships right around the corner for this women's golf team as they continue to impress yet again under Stu Berg there as well. But Kansas State, Carla Bernat leading the way, per usual, four of the five players for K-State at the Silicon Valley Showcase over the last 2 days, putting out four players in the top 20, including Carla there as well, plus four yesterday, tied for third, 3 under par 210. Only one of six under par scorers on the day among 51 players For those of you who are not familiar with Carla Bernat or new listeners to this podcast, she is originally from Castleton, Spain, transferred to K-State with now the current head coach of K-State women's golf, Stu Burke. Stu Burke last stop was head coach of Tulane before coming over here. So there's that connection there for you guys there as well. And look at that. That's straight for Tulane. Bernat, sixth top five finish this year, 20th overall in a collegiate career, number 12th as a K-State Wildcat there as well. Sophie Burke joined her fellow teammate in the top 10, ninth place, two over par, 215 there. Her sixth top 10 finish of the year there as well. Noah Van Beek, a junior at Kansas State, one shot back of Burt right there. She was tied for 10th, if you want to put it that way there. Third top 20 finish of the year as well. Lincoln Navarro, two over 73 yesterday. She was tied for 18th place there as well. The talented freshman, Nanami Nakashima, matched Navarro as well. Also, two over for the showcase there. 22nd place overall at a 9 over par. Pepper 9, Cho, won the individual title there for Pepperdine there as Stu Burke mentioned, they're in a deep battle with Pepperdine all day yesterday, and unfortunately could not come up with the shots made necessary to win that golf match yesterday out there in California's K-State. Fell to the wrong spot to Pepperdine yesterday out there. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here talking women's golf as looks like Carla Bernat will be going to Augusta and will be competing next week. Yeah, she's going to conduct Augusta, of course. Masters. not that kind of Masters, but going there, Augusta National Women Amateur Event. She's been there before. That is next week for her, April 2nd through the 5th. The Wildcats, her teammates, will be focusing on the Big 12 Championship in a few weeks, April 15th through the 17th in Hockley, Texas there. So they'll be rested, getting ready for that, call up or not. We'll see if K-State will track it. Her progress, I'm pretty sure they will. So to call up or not, one of the big names, international names, headed to Augusta for that Augusta National Women's Amateur Event next week, starting April 2nd there. And, of course, the Big 12 Championships for Carla and her team, April 15th through the 17th in Hockley, Texas. So big, big golf coming up for K-State Women's Golf and head coach Stu Burke. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found on Freedom Bubble Daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content again. Number one. Make sure you hit that alarm bell, subscribe, like, every time you post content daily, including weekends, y'all be notified about that. And then the second thing, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. We're living in Manhattan, Kansas, or up here in KC, Missouri, or in San Diego, California, Alex's. Definitely want to make sure you're on top of that as well. Speaking of Alex, me and Alex Aiden recorded a new episode. I need to get it out. Sorry. While I'm sitting here, I need to do that now. So after I get off with you guys, I will be doing that. So when that's up, fresh content of the bonus coverage of the Pro Project Podcast on Podbean. You got to download the Podbean. I'm going to do that. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R. The number 3 E-D-I-D Apostrophe S Podcast. If you want more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats, Podbean app is a place to get it. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. K-State Women's Golf finishing in the runner-up spot of the Silicon Valley Showcase the last 2 days out there in Millbrae, California. And next up is the Big 12 Championships for Carla Bernat. It's Augusta next, representing us from, of course, representing K-State, of course. That did not come out right, but you know what I'm talking about there as well. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another K-State episode of the Pro Bowl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.